How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
Terms and conditions apply.
Menards Black Friday sale is here. Get everything you need to bring home the holidays. A Nerf Blaster dog toy blasts tennis balls 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious Dubai chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing squish lamps and Performax drill bit sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Hurry in while supplies last. Good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details.
Hey, everybody, you're about to watch a video on Larry Summers, the former Treasury Secretary who's caught up in the Epstein file scandal because he basically was corresponding with the guy for a lot of time, even after the first trouble. Before you watch this, I just want you to know, we recorded this earlier in the day, JVL and I, to talk about whether or not institutions should, you know, sever ties with the guy. And it turns out by the time that this thing was about to publish, Larry Summers had put out a statement saying he was going to step back from public life. Here's what it read. It says, "I'm deeply ashamed of my actions and recognize the pain they have caused. I take full responsibility for my misguided decision to continue communicating with Mr. Epstein. While continuing to fulfill my teaching obligations, I will be stepping back from public commitments as one part of my broader effort to rebuild trust and repair relationships with the people closest to me." Larry Summers stepping back from public life. What you're about to watch is a conversation I had with JVL prior to that statement, in which we talk about why the hell he was communicating with Jeffrey Epstein many, many years after Epstein first got in trouble. Hope you enjoy.
Hey, everyone. I'm JVL here with the Bulwark, Sam Stein, and nobody is taking it on the chin harder in the wake of the Epstein emails than Larry Summers.
I think Donald Trump.
But Trump isn't actually emailing back and forth. The emails are all about Trump. And Larry Summers is emailing back and forth with Jeffrey Epstein long before he is convicted of sex crimes, long after he is convicted of sex crimes, and up to like 12 hours before he's arrested for the final time.
That was the best.
12 hours before he's arrested for the final time. And they're not just talking about economics.
No.
Larry Summers is coming to him for romantic advice. Asking somebody who's been convicted of sex crimes for advice about women. Wow.
It's not just that. He's trying to like pick up his mentee. There's like something really inappropriate about the pursuit itself. And then he turns to Jeffrey Epstein for advice. Again, this is not pre-discovery Jeffrey Epstein. This is, we know this dude's bad. And I'm still going to associate with the guy.
He's married the whole time. I mean, I think it's maybe worth saying it. Maybe it's not even worth saying. Maybe the fact that he's married doesn't even like register once you're going to Jeffrey Epstein for romantic advice.
It registers. So a couple things here. One is just to dispense with the Trump stuff, because I think it's irrelevant to this. But I do think it's kind of funny to note, no one actually has noticed, but Donald Trump is saved to a large degree here by the fact that he religiously does not use email. He hasn't used it in.
Oh, yeah.
He apparently had not used it for a decade, starting in the aughts, and doesn't text. So there may not have been correspondence with Epstein, but they're
Trump
not digitized.
That you never take notes on a criminal fucking conspiracy.
A clear wire fan. So let's put Trump aside. Larry Summers, I think, look, the man has a very, how would you describe his legacy at this point in time? It's rocky.
Almost Giuliani-ish, I would
say. He doesn't have like the, he wasn't caught by like Borat and doesn't have the hair dye stuff, but he's got issues. He obviously famously had issues talking about female academics while at Harvard. People in Democratic circles find him both brilliant and incredibly insufferably arrogant. And his policy and politics is pretty outdated in Democratic circles at this point in time. But this is bringing it to a very personalized level that makes him, or at least threatens to make him, incredibly, irredeemably toxic, and probably will, I think.
This is such a good question, because, I mean, the reality is Larry Summers was a phenomenally successful Secretary of the Treasury during the Clinton boom years. Very, very widely respected economist, Yeah. And not a great president of Harvard because he wasn't really good at being like doing leadership and dealing with other people because he's not a likable person.
Yeah, he's not a likable guy.
But again, very, very smart, very good economist. Not a lot of people who don't have access to Grind, who are not willing to say, yeah, no, he's a serious economist. We, you know, we listen to the stuff Larry writes. And the more you see of him outside of like economic analysis, the more he looks like a fool.
Yeah.
Is that fair to say?
Well, 100%. Well, first of all, I quibble a tiny bit with the economist stuff. I mean, obviously brilliant man, but like his record on deregulation has towards the end of the Clinton years had really rankled a lot of folks who think he went way too far. That's on the liberal side of the agenda. As opposed, now, to your point about looking like a fool in the non-political economic realm, yeah, I mean, 100%. Again, the arrogance, this stuff. He does not have a lot of friends in these circles precisely because he thinks he's the smartest man in the room. And he might be, but like it doesn't really ingratiate yourself. So people forget like during the Obama years, there was constantly this buzz about whether Larry was going to come back into the fold. And there was a question about whether he's going to be made Fed chairman and all this stuff. And there was a whole host of people in Democratic circles who were like, absolutely not. They had no willingness to even entertain the idea. Among them was Elizabeth Warren, who did not want him involved. And they've been sort of pushing him to the periphery of these discussions forever, but he doesn't go away. He comments, he's on the Sunday shows, he does this stuff. He still has a relationship with Harvard. And so he's tied to like the, you know, he's tied to CAP, which is the Democratic think tank, which means that now that it's been revealed this type of proximity he had with Jeffrey Epstein, all these institutions are going to face really difficult questions about whether you can continue to have this association with someone.
Yeah, I think it's important. We should actually go through what's going on here. So he and Jeffrey are going back and forth over the course of years.
Yeah.
And in this case specifically about a woman that he refers to as somebody he had once mentored. So the best reporting we have on this is from Harvard Crimson, who has identified the woman they believe to be it. She's a Chinese economist now at LSE, I think.
Yeah.
And what isn't clear to me from the way Summers is writing to Epstein is whether they had a romantic relationship and then she drifted away from him and he was trying to get back in, or whether he was trying to start a romantic relationship and he's worried that he's being friend zoned, or in this case, like connections zoned, because he's worried that she's only using him for his connections. And so it is like he's writing into Dan Savage, you know, looking for relationship advice or something.
He reads the texts that they sent or the messages and he writes to Epstein. He's like, she must be very confused or maybe wants to cut me off, but wants professional connections a lot. And so holds to it. And like Epstein's giving him little tidbits of advice. She sounds needy. He writes back and he gives a little smile emoji. You know, I read it as
like pickup artist bullshit, but like the saddest pickup artist ever.
He's like, hey, Jeffrey, you seem to have a lot of women around and I'm kind of this academic nerd and I really am interested in this person who I'm a mentor for. Can you like give me some advice on how to score? And it's just like, I got to be honest, like the whole thing about, and this gets to the broader issue about the Epstein stuff. Like obviously the whole conspiracy was this is a cabal of elites who are just going weird places and in fact, criminal places with young women. And I was like, could it possibly be that? And then the more you see of these emails in these texts, the more you're like, actually, yeah, it is the most powerful people in the world, all interconnected with this one guy. That's wild.
So, another important tidbit here is they used a code name for this woman. They referred to her as Peril, which if you remember the birthday book and Donald Trump's bizarre use of the word enigma, I think could be significant if referring to women by code names is a thing that Jeffrey Epstein did with his
friends. It appears so, yeah.
All of a sudden, the birthday poem makes more sense from Trump. So here, Epstein jokes, quote, the probability of you in bed again with Peril was zero. But then he says to Larry, she is never, ever going to find another Larry Summers. Probability zero. Hey, bro. Got you, bro. Like, it is. Can you imagine being a 60-something-year-old man and this is your life? You are such a failure as a human being that you don't know how to have conversations with women or relationships, and you wind up in a place where you go for advice about romance to a sex criminal.
Well, someone said it like very interesting, where they're like, it's remarkable the degree to which the men who have reached the most power and have accumulated the most respect from their peers still in their hearts are like kind of pubescent boys, right? Like just trying to figure it out, deeply insecure around women, which probably drives a lot of their behavior, and just looking for like comfort or answers or anything to get through the insecurity. And Jeffrey Epstein, who clearly was a master manipulator, played off of this stuff incredibly well. Obviously, entertaining, you know, Larry Summers' worst fears and saying, no, don't worry. This is what you have to do. And it's just so weirdly, like, I don't know. It's creepy, obviously, but it does give you an insight into the incredible insecurities that these people have, even when they hit incredible power levels.
They're all 12 years old. Yeah. As somebody said on the internet like a couple weeks ago, right? This is the deep insight is they're all 12.
You got to get to the kicker of this story, though. It's the best part of the entire story.
Throughout June, Summers fed, I'm just reading from the Harvard Crimson.
This is 2019, okay? Epstein is already very much in trouble. They're still talking. Okay, go ahead.
Summers fed Epstein updates about the woman's workload and continued contact. He's just like texting Epstein. Is like, you know, hey, you know, she's got a lot of work right now. Epstein urged him to play the, quote, long game and keep her in what he called a forced holding pattern.
Oh, get it, man. Yeah. Put a force. I'm the one who's got the hand in this relationship.
Yeah. This is pickup artist. It is. It really is. Yeah.
The final messages dated July 5th, 2019 show Summers still in regular contact with Epstein. That morning, Summers wrote he was in Cape Cod with his family. Bit of an Ibsen play, he joked. And the two men exchanged a brief flurry of literary one-liners. The thread ends at 1:27 p.m. Epstein was arrested the next day.
Unreal. Unreal. I guess that's the end of the text relationship.
On the question of whether or not Larry Summers should be canceled for something like this, I think this hits a real gray area.
Okay.
Because nothing in this seems to be illegal. Nothing seems to be unethical in the I was hitting on my grad student. Mm-hmm. Right. I mean, it's unethical in all the other ways. Like, it's don't get me wrong. It's unethical, but not within like the strict dynamics of like professional relationships.
Yeah.
What you have is a guy whose judgment is so bad, you can't even believe it. Yeah. And who's an asshole. And so if you're the kind of shop that has a no assholes policy, which I believe is the only kind of shop to have, I like, aren't you within your rights just to say, you know what? Get lost. I'm sorry.
Sure.
Like, we're just not doing this. We're not doing this with you. And it doesn't have to be some grand, like, oh, we're canceling your site. But is that wrong? Maybe that would make the free press very upset. Maybe Barry Weiss is going to wind up defending, because that we got to be prepared. If that all happens, Larry Summers winds up at the free press.
I'm sure he's written for the free press already. But yeah, good question. So like, you don't have to cancel him for this. Although it's unclear if she was a student or a mentee, but I think it was enough that it's not like a cancelable offense. But you also don't have to employ the guy. Like, there's got to be a place in between where you're like, I'm not firing you, but also I don't want to renew my contract with you, right? Like, there's no obligation to employ this man. What he's providing you as a service does have to include what you think he's bringing to the table in terms of his character, his expertise, and his judgment. His judgment.
Can you imagine having to share, like, a faculty lunchroom with this guy?
No. I would not want to. I would think, again, his judgment in corresponding with Jeffrey Epstein in 2017, when everyone knew about this stuff, and
in 2019,
he should have known about this stuff if he didn't. I think that's real. I think that's really problematic. And I don't think Harvard would be wrong to say, hey, I appreciate everything you've done. You know, you work through the end of the year or whatever, but like, you know, let's go our own ways. It's fine. That would maybe be interpreted as being canceled in some quarters, but every employer has the right to make assessments about the people they employ, and they don't have to fire them, but they don't have to continue working with them forever because they just happen to be employed. And so, like, again, I just find it icky. I find it troubling. I don't think he should necessarily be working on anything related to, you know, women's issues or women in the economy or anything like that, because his judgment on this stuff is very suspect.
You know, as the internet joke goes, men will do anything to avoid going to therapy.
Clearly. And even text with Jeffrey Epstein.
Boy, howdy.
Yeah.
Larry, just go get a therapist.
Yeah.
I mean, you could talk with a therapist about your romantic, a therapist who isn't even going to jail.
Probably.
All right, Sam Stein. Right, good talk. Always good being with you, sort of.
Oh, come on. Don't feed this bread.
Hit like. Jesus Christ. Hit subscribe. We'll be back next time with more fun news because things are finally going our way. Good luck, America.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Fall is all about cozy comforts, and with Hero Bread, you can enjoy all your favorites and still hit your health goals. From breakfast bagels and meal-prepped enchiladas to mouth-watering burgers and cheesy noodles, you won't believe Hero Bread's options have 0 to 5 grams net carbs and are high fiber from the taste and texture. And right now, Hero Bread is offering 10% off your order. Go to hero.co and use code FALL25 at checkout. That's FALL25 at HERO.co. All figures are per serving of Hero Bread. Contains 2 to 18 grams of fat per serving. See the product nutrition panels on hero.co for more information.